Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Petrol price increase is now a reality. South Africans have filled up their tanks, well, I hope, adjusted their budgets and begun navigating yet another increase in the cost of daily life. But while fuel prices often dominate the headlines for a day or two, the real story, unfortunately, actually starts afterwards. That's when families begin to feel the impact in their wallets, shopping baskets, and monthly budgets. For many households already under pressure from rising electricity costs, expensive groceries, stagnant incomes, the latest fuel increase isn't just another economic statistic. It is now maybe a bigger problem. So how are South Africans coping? What sacrifices are people making? And what does this tell us about the state of everyday life here in South Africa? Joining us this morning, socioeconomic commentator, researcher, journalist, Sibusiso Mboto. Sibusiso, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us so bright and early. The fuel increase, okay, it's no longer a prediction. It's here. We got it. What do you think is going through the minds of ordinary South Africans as they start adjusting to yet another increase?
Firstly, thank you again for inviting me to your show. It's always a pleasure honoring the invite.
Thank you.
So, for motorists primarily, it means another adjustment to what is increasingly becoming a reality since the war between Iran, Israel, and the US. Mm. And with indications that this conflict is not coming to an end anytime soon, I think petrol users have to a certain degree sort of had to face up to that reality. Mm. That being said, whether you are told that expect something like this, if, as you pointed out, your income remains stagnant, it really does make it difficult for you. And on the commuter side, because I have the pleasure of being a commuter myself.
Right.
We've seen taxi fares shoot up from the normal pricing to about 5 rand a trip for a 10-kilometer trip. That may seem a minuscule figure, but when you look at the overall picture, for somebody that's got to commute on a daily basis going to work, it really becomes difficult because it suddenly means that certain sacrifices have to be made when it comes to, unfortunately, those sacrifices tend to be on the food items. Mm, so people will say that I'd rather go to work and then slash that 500 rand from the food budget so that at the least there's some kind of income at the household. And that's really a very sad situation.
Are we seeing, and I know obviously the vast majority of South Africans need to be present at work, but are we seeing, or do you think we'll see a greater push for people looking to work in a hybrid environment where if at all possible, they can stay home and save costs 1 or 2 days a week?
In an ideal setting, working in a hybrid environment would work. Mm. However, we need to acknowledge some limitations within the South African labor market, that some jobs...
Well, yeah, I would say probably even the vast majority, whether, that's exactly. Just a lot of them are physical work. It's physical work. You can't exactly do that from, exactly. Do that remotely. The other problem is, of course, one increase on its own might be manageable, but South Africans we're dealing with high electricity, higher food prices, schools, insurance, transport, people who have financed vehicles, it's absolutely everything. Do you think that South Africans are reaching a breaking point, or will they just, as you say, adjust in a very uncomfortable way?
It's a tough one. Look, it's a very uncomfortable spot which they find themselves in. Remember what the Reserve Bank did, what the Reserve Bank announced last week, the implications thereof, that the lending rate goes up. And with the lending rate going up, it suddenly means that, and the banks were very immediate in sending out messages that, owing to this, to the announcement from the Reserve Bank, we've now adjusted our rates, which means that the installment now needs to be at this mark for you to be able to meet what was agreed as a repayment plan. So you have that. You have June being the last financial year for municipalities, which means that the new tariffs kick in really next month, and then there's the pressure of schools, of kids going to schools. It really is a difficult spot. You would hope that some kind of remedial action and intervention is made, but it's not an appetizing picture.
It's
one that demands courageous leadership on the on the part of our leaders to say, this is how we can try and mitigate the situation, because as things stand, a significant number of South Africans are going to go bust because the budget is just not sufficient.
They can't.
Exactly. With the demands.
Yes. Absolutely frightening. And I just hope that, as you say, we can see some courageous leadership. But first, I think government has got to hear it. They've got to hear the pain and the difficulties that South Africans are going through. Sibusiso Mboto, thank you for joining us.